Has Hasbro gone Ross exclusive? Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I'm your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by the founder of the NEC Illuminati, the delayer of shipments, the procrastinator of pre-orders, the perfect person, my YouTube wife, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, Jamar _ Games. But that's not all. I'm also joined by the man Modern Toy Fair has full custody over, the man known as Bearded Spice, the man Optimus Prime pops and refuses to stop, the Twilight Knight, the master of Mac, the three-pump chump of taking this show off the rails, Nate.
So,
how you guys doing?
I am wonderful.
It's good to hear. All
right. I'm just...
Jamar's just all right.
Through the moon.
Yeah. I was pretty good until I fumbled through your name there.
Yeah, it's all good. It happens.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
That's fair. So yeah, today we are going to be discussing the fact that Ollie's and Ross are consistently getting, I mean, a little bit of everything, but it seems like a lot of Hasbro product in regularly, like just in droves, and what that means for the collecting landscape. And I ironically, I got this idea due to a comment on one of our toy hunts of someone complaining that I keep going to Ross and Ollie's and they are sick of it and it is quote unquote ruining the collecting game. I guess let's just start with, like, this has been a big thing more this year than ever, right? Like, this wasn't a normal thing. It used to be just Ollie's, and then Ross recently got kind of into the game the past like couple months leading up to the holiday season. And Ollie's would get in like just waves of old Marvel Legends that didn't sell. And then they started getting in some of the Dungeons and Dragons figures, then the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon figures. And then some of them got like G.I. Joes. And hell, there was the Ghostbuster Plasma series figures there at one point. So it's been kind of like a pretty great place to find some old stuff that you may have passed on because you didn't want to pay $25 for it. And you can also find some gems that you may have missed out in general on for dirt cheap. And I guess I'm going to ask you guys, like, do you think that this is a potential problem for, you know, the collecting landscape?
I guess let's break down problem for who. Is it like the collector overall?
I'm going to say a problem for the hobby, because realistically the idea would be that this would potentially damage the hobby in some way. Like, it could, like, kind of like how we discussed before with the Target constantly clearancing Hasbro stuff out like every month. Could potentially damage their relationship and also damage the fact that people are just waiting for it to go on clearance instead of buying it outright. Like, do we think that this could be the new clearance? Like, people are just going to wait for it to show up a year later at Ollie's or Ross?
Every time we discuss something like this, and I know, like, you have kind of proven the opposite of the statement that I'm going to make. But I think in reality, because, I guess there's certain things that I have waited for. But, most of the times, it's something I'm really into or interested in. I'm generally not going to just wait completely until it's on clearance, unless it's something that I'm just like, I kind of do want that, but not for that amount. So I don't know. Like, this is always such a weird thing of, like, it going on clearance and me buying it. Is that bad? Or is that just like, well, I probably wasn't going to buy it initially, but clearance is the reason I'm buying it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I mean by, like, there is things that you're legitimately like, yeah, I want that, but you don't want it for that price, Nate. So I get that I'm kind of like contradicting myself, but I don't feel that it's going to completely ruin like collecting as a whole. Could that mean, and we've had this discussion before, could that mean that maybe Hasbro, a lot of the stuff that's there, maybe didn't need to get released to begin with? Like,
oh, that's, or,
like, I just, we've talked about like the fatigue of like the Marvel Legends line and it just being too much. Like, I don't know. I always, every time we have this discussion, we talked about the Target one. I struggle with saying it's a bad thing, because if anything, we're getting clearance toys that you may not have purchased at this time. And then maybe if Hasbro was smart, they would be like reflecting on this and seeing that we're sending a lot of product to these like outlet stores. Maybe we need to restructure on how we're distributing them, producing them, releasing them. That could reduce that, but it probably just means we'll get more expensive toys and less things. So I don't know. I don't know.
What about you, Nate?
So this always comes up as well when we talk about this thing, but I have been in this game a little longer than you fellas. And this happens from time to time. You will get, like, I just remember specifically around 2013, maybe 2014, there was a lot of, I want to say unreleased, because it obviously was released, but very low number produced G.I. Joe stuff that was heading to Ross, and it became known as a joke as a Ross exclusive, because it was coming out, you know, at the tail end of certain lines, and they were the only ones to get it. That was the only way to get some of this stuff. And I've seen it happen over the years. TJ Maxx, you know, would get some stuff, or Marshalls would get some stuff. And now you've got, you know, the Ross and now Ollie's as well, which Ollie's, I don't know how long it's been around. It's only been in our area, I would say, for maybe the last 10 years, maybe?
Ish.
Yeah. Yeah, so they've always had a nice selection of stuff. I think I've talked about it here on the show before, where they had a ton of Maddie Collector product come through as another, you know, buyout. So in the short term, yeah, it is damaging, because I think we're seeing it on a level that we've never seen before. And it's because I think coming out of post-pandemic, you know, things were being bought at such a pace, and in order to keep up with demand, because what did Hasbro hear during all that time was, oh, distribution sucks, and scalpers, and, you know, all this stuff. And you really started thinking about it. We did it to ourselves. So they just started pumping things out. They had to meet that demand. And that's how you got things like, you know, the Star Wars Black Series credit collection, because it was a way to put more product out there while using the same ass molds, putting it on a card to make it sort of special, and painting it dumb so no one was going to open it anyway, and then making them exclusive to 5 different stores. So that was for the hardcore collectors that wanted to collect. Okay. But I think some people finally were like, no. And a lot of people said no at once. And I don't think this stuff, even though there's a lot of exclusives that's in this product, I don't think this is coming from other stores. I think this is just all coming from Hasbro. I think this is what was left over. I think it was what they couldn't afford to, you know, store any longer. And instead of, you know, they have already been in the news a lot lately. And instead of dumping a bunch of stuff in a landfill,
like Funko,
they just unloaded all this excess to Ollie's and Ross, because they would take it for whatever, you know. They probably took a huge loss on it, but, you know, they could no longer had to store it, and whatever they, you know, per pound, you know, they paid for it. I don't know. I don't know the real dealings, but that's just conjecture on my part. So that's why we're seeing so much of it. But we've been talking a while now for the other shoe to drop and production levels to go way down. And I think we're starting to see it a little bit. I don't think there's as much, but stuff is still clearancing out. Although Target's doing a weird thing where they're not clearancing, but they're putting them on sale. Mm-hmm. And there is a difference just because of how they're marked and tagged and things like that. So I don't know if that's part of it, or if it's just, you know, that's part of the Christmas season or whatnot. But they're trying to move through that product at a more rapid pace and doing a better job, because there just doesn't seem to be as much as there was. I think there's still a lot, but we're not seeing those massive amounts of like Target exclusive G.I. Joes like we were. We were seeing entire end caps full. And I think it's going to continue to go down. And so that's what you got to be careful of, is because then when you start waiting for Ross and waiting for Ollie's and waiting for clearance, it could potentially bite you in the ass, and you end up with waves that have really low distribution. It's happened over time. I mean, that's why I like Captain Rex still goes for a crazy amount of money in the Black Series, is because that wave was distributed really, really low. There's a couple of vintage collections in the modern recent stretch that are very high priced in the secondary market because there were really low distribution. So that may frustrate people in the long run as well when they can't get the product that they thought that they could. So yes, it could be damaging, but I think like everything, it'll equal out eventually. But excuse me, I think we're also shedding some of the fair weather fans and collectors. And that's, I think, something that has to be done from time to time anyway. People who did get into it because, and not all reasons are just to make a dollar or, you know, whatever. They got into it for a nostalgia, maybe a nostalgic reason, and then they realized it really wasn't for them, that sort of thing. And then they dip back out. So you're always going to have that.
Okay. So one thing you mentioned was Hasbro. All this coming from Hasbro, not coming from the retailers. And that made me wonder, like, at that point, why do liquidation and sell it to them when they could just put it up on Hasbro Pulse?
I think it was just too much, and they knew it was product that wasn't already moving. Because, yeah, I think a lot of it was like Thor, Love and Thunder, and Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and
Eternals.
A lot of these board games. Yeah, Eternals. I mean, we all saw that one coming. Oh, yeah.
So much.
Yeah. So that's why I think they just had so much of it. And at this point, those have been clearanced out so much that what would Hasbro Pulse have to sell them for and then continue to still pay for storage, someone to ship it, the whole shot. I mean, does it make financial sense? There's people whose whole jobs there are to decide that.
Yeah.
Not mine. Yeah. I don't do that.
I mean, you're our financial advisor.
Yeah, but I don't work in warehousing. So like that's a whole other realm I don't know. But again, it's all conjecture, but it makes sense to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess my thought process were some of the things that are popping up, like for instance, at Ross, they're getting a lot of the exclusive G.I. Joe stuff, like a lot of the Tiger Force and stuff like that. Mm. And even some fan channel stuff. And it just seems like that stuff they could have probably pushed through on.
Again, they probably could have, but was it worth still sitting on? You know, I don't know. Does seem odd, but
I'm just curious. Like, I mean, it still cost them something to go through and, like you said, store it. And then sell it on a website. It's not necessarily just free because it's their product. So, like, it probably would make more sense to just get, like, some quick money now and let Ross worry about selling everything and distributing it to the stores and stuff like that.
Well, I guess my thought process was, based off what Ross and Ollie's are charging, that means they had to pay pennies on the dollar. Like, they had to pay less than, like, what even, like, Target's paying for this shit. So
I'm literally saying like by the pound, like,
yeah. So that's why I'm just thinking like, would it have been like potentially more beneficial just like throw them up on Pulse for $10 each.
But again, if you're a premium member, you have free shipping. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you making on it then? And then you got to store it. You got to pay someone to ship it. You got to put it up on the website. It to me, like there's always going to be a rebuttal for that. Cause I hear what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't do that. So I have to think, someone smarter than us, like,
well, it's also Hasbro. It like, they don't, they cut and run every chance they get. Like, look at the recent things that they were in the news for.
But at the same time, I mean, they are the biggest toy manufacturer in the world,
mm-hmm.
so they have to turn very quick because there's a whole, like, we just know from the action figure side, but you know, board games and baby dolls and whatever other. I'm sure they're involved because they have Nerf too. So like that's a sports brand. I mean, just so much even more than what we think about that they move through. So
also, this is just something not a left field that could totally not be the case, but it also could just be like sort of optics of like, I don't want to admit that this shit isn't selling and we're going to sell it to like our premium members. Like maybe just like let that go somewhere else instead of having that in their storefront. If
you I mean, I feel like it's almost a bigger failure to have it show up for $6 at Ross. Like, if that doesn't tell you that it didn't sell well, then I don't know what does.
But it's not next to, like, you know, the premium stuff that people are
and their name. Yeah. Like, right. Yeah. Especially putting it up, like, on a website where you, if you already own it, you probably pre-ordered it, you know, at that full price on that same website. Yeah, that was going to rub people the wrong way.
That's very true as well.
But I agree with you there, too. And I think, you know, with the whole Ross and Ollie's thing, like, because we don't ultimately know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was being stored overseas. We don't know, you know, or you know, so it never made it to Hasbro. It was in some warehouse that Hasbro stopped paying. You know, again, I don't know. That's the whole reason we're here, is to sit here and make shit up for 45 minutes to an hour.
Well, this might
and
be relevant.
See what happens. Between here, the three of us, we're going to come up with something. I'm going like to the infinite number of monkeys.
I'm going to need you to quit breaking kayfabe, okay?
Sorry.
I saw a video the other day of those giant, like, shipping containers, like, when, you know, boats and the ships and stuff get like a bad storm, them bitches be falling off. So they do pay, like, some companies pay to recover it.
That was Gohan. Yeah, the kid Gohan ended up at the bottom of the ocean. They had to remake the entire thing.
Yeah.
Now, there's companies, because I started looking more into it, there's companies that get paid to go and try and retrieve those things. And sometimes, like, hypothetically, this stuff could have fell off of the back of a boat.
I can't imagine those are airtight. Like,
I can't imagine so either, but, you know.
Like, this stuff would be so water damaged. Like,
I'm telling you. But there might be out of the, but think of how big that is, out of the thousands and thousands of pounds of.
Maybe
there was something that was salvageable, you know. So
maybe it got to the wrong place.
Yeah. Or maybe it didn't.
I'll tell you what, though. There's sharks down there. I'm not diving down there just to find extra unwet copies of Clue.
No, it's just big old things. They go down and they, like.
Oh, you got a crane machine that's going into the ocean now?
Okay, so it's not a person who's doing this. You understand. There's.
No, we were both under the impression that there was this, like, SEAL Team 6 was going down and retrieving our toys from the bottom of the ocean.
Dude, maybe you should edit this out. But how cool would it be? This would be the totally coolest, like, 80s toy line, which would be, like, a whole group of deep sea divers, okay? Diverse group. So we have all, you know, races and genders and all kinds of stuff. But they have underwater specialties. And they accidentally, through this cool playset that we'll sell later, that can go to the ocean floor, they accidentally open up like a portal to this underwater, like, hellscape where there are these different creatures that come out and they got to fight against them. It's like G.I. Joe underwater, but with monsters.
G.I. Joe underwater, no.
How do we go from, like, finding toys under the ocean to, like, a fever dream about G.I. Joe versus Satan?
Cranes and stuff of how that would make a cool playset, and then I instantly thought of the story around it. So
okay,
so you can take that out if you don't want anybody to steal that idea, or someone can steal the idea and just make it, and I'll buy it.
There you go.
Wouldn't be mad about that either.
Oh man,
it can even be done like Imagine X, because those are cool ways to do the vehicles and playsets and stuff. Oh, I'm down. I loved when my kid was into Imagine X. That shit was dope. And I don't ever say that ever because I'm way too old, but that was awesome.
Might piss off a certain crowd of people. I know. It's an inside joke.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, Imagine X. Like, what?
No, we're talking about dope. We're talking about dope.
I don't even know what I did now. We have to do an apology video.
No, this is a specific person. Okay. All right. So I guess because like I do agree with you guys that like it does make sense that this would probably be coming from Hasbro or like some sort of like, oh, we found all this product after the fact. We don't want it. It's not going to sell. Like we don't want it next to the new product. But the one thing I disagree with is the whole we don't want to piss people off. Who already bought at full price because they're doing it anyway. Because, like, if you paid $25 for something and then 6 months later it's at fucking Ollie's for $8, like, you're gonna be pissed off regardless. So like it's no different than
You're
if it
right.
goes on clearance at Target
It's
or
an extra
clearance.
sting. It's a little extra sting.
But
Yeah.
I guess do you, Nate, you mentioned that you think that like obviously the pendulum's gonna swing the other way, we're gonna get less distribution, it's gonna go, a lot more heavy to like the pandemic times where we had less things on the shelf. Do you think that also means that we're gonna see the Ollie's and Rosswell dry up? Because
Oh, absolutely.
it seems like
Absolutely.
Ollie's had to open up multiple aisles to fit some of the stuff like they got. Like it was so
I'll be
overwhelming.
curious to go in there over the next few days now, like, or even like post New Year's or whatever, whenever this goes up, to see how much of that is left.
I'll
Because,
be going
once it
tomorrow.
gets to be like a certain amount of time, people start freaking out for the holidays and they'll buy anything. Having worked retail before, as you guys have all done,
See, I've never, everyone always says that. I've never experienced the I'll buy whatever you have. Like,
you haven't?
no, it's
Even when we worked at Best Buy, like
Best
they
Buy,
would just like
GameStop, all of it. Like, I never experienced that. Just give me whatever you have. It's like, oh, you don't have what I have and want? Fuck you, you piece of shit. I'm going somewhere
well,
else. Like,
there's some of that, but
it's
there gets
never
to be
like,
a
give me what you
point though.
have.
Where no one else has it. And this is,
Yeah,
this is the
like, this
days
is
before you
it.
could just download it and still have it Christmas morning for your, whiny kids. Like you couldn't find, whatever game because they didn't make as much because they didn't think it was going to be as good or, whatever reason. And all you have left is like last year's Call of Duty. And like, yeah, like after a certain time, people will start taking that shit. Like you go to like, I mean, at Target, I went to Target on like, I don't know if it was Christmas Eve or the day before Christmas Eve or whatever, but they had like 12 Lego sets and they just had one,
Oh,
face on the
shit.
shelf. Like it was
Yeah.
all like almost all gone. So certain things, like
Like, take what you
they
take.
do move at that amount of time. And I think the Ollie's at those prices, that is stuff that's gonna be bought. And I think if they're smart, honestly, I do hope some like forward thinkers who can do it or toy store owners or vintage people who want to do this stuff, who want to invest, should buy that stuff up. Because a lot of that stuff, while yes, overproduced, it's only gonna like, a lot of that stuff ends up being the stuff that's hardest to get because most collectors didn't pick it up for whatever reason and it ended up in a landfill. I don't know. But it happens a lot.
So I tomorrow I'm gonna go and be filming the toy hunt video, and I am curious to see what kind of like what the aftermath is, because I've seen both sides of the spectrum, at least with like Targets and Walmart on Facebook, in the Facebook groups, of people posting like, wow, parents didn't buy their kids action figures this year. Look at my Walmart, and it's just stacked. But then, like, I see other people post their Walmarts, and it's empty. And it's like, okay, so it's just like an aerial thing. Like, some depending on where you are at, are you like maybe in a rural area where like maybe they're, buying their kids BB guns and fishing equipment instead of, Spider-Man? Like, I feel like there's a lot of factors. So I'm very curious to see what I see tomorrow. Especially at Ollie's and Ross, because like you said, I feel like the discount side of it probably would be like, oh, I'll just buy it because it's cheap kind of thing. Because they were running 25% off the already ridiculously low prices for this stuff leading up to Christmas. So I can only imagine like how barren it's going to be. But I'm curious to see if they continue like. Ollie's will probably continue to get stock in because they've been pretty consistent for like this year. I'm curious if Ross continues to get stuff in, or if this was just like a holiday. They bought a bunch of stuff up
That's
and
what, yeah. It
that's it.
seems that way because every once in a while that'll happen at Ross. And like I said before, Marshall's, TJ Maxx, it'll happen less so those now, but they used to. So yeah, I think you're right. I think Ross will definitely go way back because they didn't have them consistently. They'd have them here and there. But
So
I do remember fondly when TJ Maxx was getting in a ton of 25th anniversary G.I. Joe product. That was, and they were like $3.99. So
oof,
I wish I'd have
damn.
bought way more, but and that goes like Five Below as well because another example, there was that last wave of Retaliation figures, which it was a full like 12 figures. I think it was like full 12 figure case, and it was either 12 new figures in there, or maybe there was a couple of doubles, but it had like an Ultimate Duke and an Ultimate Firefly from the movie, a great comic book Snake Eyes, an amazing classic Storm Shadow, and all these different characters that they never made before. And those ended up at Five Below for like $5 each. And if you go on eBay and look at those are some of the craziest priced ones. And just because, you know, they ended up mostly at clearance stores. Now, was that made in the same numbers as a credit collection Grief Moff Karga Gideon? that you could build a house out of? No. Do I think those are going to be worth a ton of money someday? You know, if, you know,
no,
probably not. Probably not.
Yeah.
Now, Eternals for you.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, those are going to be.
Eternals 2 comes out, and
it's everybody's awesome. Going to be one.
And Hasbro doesn't make a wave of figures for it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Maybe it becomes revealed that Salma Hayek's character is actually Kang.
So on the flip side of this, we've seen lines that are pretty much dead. At this point, like, there's no real, I don't think there's anyone out there who thinks otherwise, end up at places like Marshall's and now also Ross. And do you think it's possible that could also possibly revive a line, because people who didn't give it a chance because, you know, of NFTs or whatever bullshit that packaged it up to make it way overpriced, didn't want to, you know, spend $50 on something, later on we're like, wow, these are incredible, I would have paid 30 or 25 for them. Do you think that's like that, you know, word of mouth, kind of like how like a movie like that doesn't, that's a limited release and then it gets word of mouth and suddenly it gets 6 more weeks of theater time. Do you think like potentially the starting lineup NBA figures, do you think those could come back because of how many people suddenly bought them at a discount and realized how amazing they are and are super exciting and are taking pictures and tagging Hasbro and all this? Or is it still just like just the final nail in the coffin?
If the example was, I'm trying to think of a smaller toy company you guys would be like more knowledgeable on, I could see that being a possibility. Someone with Hasbro or like Hasbro, I would buy a long shot to revive like a line.
Because I mean, they never formally announced it was dead. We all just assume it because they haven't announced Wave 2. They haven't announced the NHL figures that they said they were going to release.
Yeah,
and then
recently saw McFarlane solicit some NHL stuff. So I'm thinking no, but we don't ever know. Licenses are weird now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't. I imagine one. That there was some kind of like a licensing deal to make maybe more or something if they wanted to. So the door's probably not closed on that. But I just, they were on sale on Hasbro for 25.
I thought it was 30.
Was it 20? I thought
it was $29.99.
Maybe it was on sale. I think they were on sale for a moment. They were $29.99.
I think they repackaged them without the NFT for $29.99.
But I know at one point they were $24.99. So maybe it was like, you know, I think it was around when the NBA started. So like in October, they were like discounted down and more. And I almost bought it, but then still just held out. I just don't see them reviving a line because, one, they don't even track the sales of what would be from, you know, Marshall's.
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, so like they probably have
more of your social media aspect of it.
So you think we Zack Snyder this situation?
Yeah.
Restore the starting lineup.
I think it's possible.
Hashtag restore the starting lineup.
I don't think it's as quick of a turnaround as you're thinking. So, like, knowing what I know and talking to people who we've talked to in the industry, you know, things are at such a rapid pace and moving ahead. They're already on to product for 2025. You know, they're already working on that kind of thing. So for them to actually have to like come back around on something, it would probably have to be like 5 years. And even then, like it would have to be some sort of anniversary or really the major reason, but I think at least 5 years, just knowing how quickly ahead things are planned out, especially with something like the NBA, which is a very sought after license, and I'm sure was not inexpensive. You know, they would really have to have some sort of concrete proof that this would work again to be able to come back around and try that again. So I don't think so, really.
Let me ask you this.
This is just a...
Go ahead, Jordan.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, just the proof that this line was just dead. The NBA was running commercials because they were showing games during Christmas. And one of the commercials was the players who were going to be in the Christmas games as action figures. And they didn't use the fucking starting line of Hasbro figures in the animation. Well, so, like...
Realistically, they only had, like, five to choose from.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. I know I'm partially joking, but it is kind of like, oh, they were like, yeah, we'll just make our own action figures and animate them. Like, we won't pretend anything
they
like
probably that. Probably also just CGI'd it. They didn't actually do like a.
Oh, sure. It was like pretty good CGI stop motion. It looked pretty well. But I just find it as like a joke of like, yeah, those are all dead.
I recently saw somebody take one of the figures and like split it at the torso or the waist and put it on a G.I. Joe leg. And make Big Lob, the character Big Lob from the 1987 cartoon movie, and that's pretty incredible.
And Nate's like, I need to find another one so I can do that.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about doing it with mine. Like, the uniform's not the right color, but it's like,
what color is the uniform supposed to be?
Red.
I mean, there's who was it?
Has red? Is he supposed to be tall?
It was the one that no Nate. Yeah. I thought you had the one that was red. Because didn't you get
I don't know if he's, like...
He's, like, one of the shorter ones, so...
Well, I also gotta look and see what his skin color, like, his skin
color. Well, I thought the jerseys were a separate piece. Because aren't they, like, a softer...
I think we're missing what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into it. The uniform, yeah, but I don't think that's what he means by the pants being, like...
No, they're putting G.I. Joe legs on him. So it's the upper torso you're using, right?
Which wouldn't match, is what he's saying.
But no, I'm saying if you take the jersey off and put it on the other body and then pop the waist off and pop it on G.I. Joe, then you've got the right color jersey and then
you can... I guess I didn't think about it, but that seems like a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, it's 100% more work. And then you've also mutilated two figures instead of one.
Big Lob.
Oh, Big Lob. I like that.
So while Jamar looks that up, I did kind of segue into another question.
They just made him up for the movie. Like, they couldn't have just got another figure that they never put in the cartoon before, so they just made this dude up for the movie.
Yeah,
and he's in it. Like, he doesn't die or anything. Like, he makes it through the whole thing.
So Jamar, now having most of this line, if they were to do a series 2. And they were $30.
Okay, yeah.
Would you buy them? Like, if it was, you know, athletes you actually wanted.
Yeah, if it stuck with, like, players that I would want. I know in, like, a fantasy scenario, I would love, like, someone from Cleveland. Like, it would be really dope. And honestly, I would be into, like, an NFL line. Like, for the same price point. I don't know how that would work, but that would be really cool.
I feel like right now an NFL line would do so much better.
Oh yeah, hands down, absolutely. And I am a huge fan of NBA, more so over the NFL.
Right. I just
and
think
it is
right,
without a doubt gonna be better.
NFL,
I just don't know how helmet and, you know, stuff like
that
would
works. It'd be after accessories and
Because I assume that helmet they'd want to have a separate piece, that way you could actually see
then game. I could get parts to make a William Refrigerator Perry G.I. Joe figure.
By the
Big Lob and
I think, did we ever just figure that out, that like the fridge was the one I had, the G.I. Joe figure I had as a kid?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, I bet you 100% like they got it at Mark's.
Yeah, probably.
I thought you meant now.
No.
I was like, what?
This is when I was, yeah. That was one of the few G.I. Joe figures I had that I turned into a helicopter. That does make me wonder, though, like, if there's a potential, because, you know, yeah, Hasbro's this big, you know, company with all these working pieces, but they still had a separate team dedicated to this. So, like, if they haven't dissolved that team completely, they could still pull them.
They totally have, because, I mean, the starting lineup line came out, what, a year and a half ago and kind of flopped. You know, they got moved. Like, what were they sitting around doing while it was flopping? While they were
waiting
going to
for
work
the NFL
day.
License?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they got moved on to...
They were probably working on prototypes because they were probably like, oh, this will be a big hit once we drop the price down to 30 and get rid of the NFT. So they probably were working on stuff.
I just want to point out for anybody that watches the Hasbro Pulse live streams and stuff, Emily, that is always on the G.I. Joe streams because she runs that team, she used to run Power Rangers. And when Hasbro was like, we're not really doing that so much anymore, she got moved over to G.I. Joe. So they just...
I mean, I know they do that, but I'm just saying that, like, there's still, like, a chance is what I'm saying.
There's a chance.
Because
give me a chance, at least I would be into it. I would entertain it for sure. Just no NFT.
I don't know. I think,
like, you don't need all that stuff.
I think the difference between this and the Power Rangers situation is Power Rangers, the only popular thing about Power Rangers is Mighty Morphing, where, like, this had its, like, a revival.
Oh, this is even
through
way
discounts.
Different than the Power Rangers, because the Power Rangers had a whole team and put out, like, I don't know, 13
years.
14 15 waves. And we're together for a year. Starting lineup was like one wave and it flopped. Like, those people got reassigned by Monday. Like, whatever day they came out, they were reassigned
the
by Monday.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I just can't discount the idea of that some greedy prick at corporate Hasbro isn't like, there's money to be had on the table. We're going to try this again a different way.
But again, it would be in 5, 10 years.
Oh, I don't think they'd wait that long. They wouldn't want to pay
totally
for the license
different.
For that long.
It's already gone.
Well,
how do you know it's already
gone?
It was probably on a year basis because it's such an expensive license, like a year and we'll see kind of thing. And they didn't renew it.
I have a hard time believing that they would have done that low when they initially had, like, interest in doing multiple waves.
Do we know there? I mean, guess this isn't really the topic.
It's on topics. We're talking about discount figures.
I just don't know. Like, did they ever announce another wave to begin with? Or did they just say, like, the starting lineup is coming back?
I believe.
So, like, what's...
I do not remember.
I don't think they announced, like, any players, but I could have swore I remember them at least, like, hinting towards, like, multiple waves.
Oh, I'm sure they had one.
Because they even said that after that they were going to also do NHL, and then, like, people were asking about, like,
yeah, I guess that's fair.
The football league, and they were like, we'll have to see kind of thing.
The football league. So weird.
It's a football league that goes across the nation, like a national.
Yeah. It's a national football league.
Yeah. Some would actually abbreviate that to just the NFL. Like, really.
Yeah.
See, that just seems so much easier to say. So I don't know why they wouldn't just do that. Like, they should really rebrand.
Really should.
Or at least update nerds on the internet that they've been using it for like 60 years. yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily think that Ollie's and Ross are negatively impacting the toy industry in the way that some people feel. I think clearance at Target is more detrimental than Ross, to be honest. Because
that fucker.
Because realistically, like, if your product's on the shelf for a month and then suddenly now it's discounted down to half off, and people are just waiting for that, that seems like that would be more of a negative detractor towards your brand than, some old ass figures from a year ago are at Ross or Ollie's. Because that could be just, you know, Target had a bunch of shit in a warehouse that they just were like, oh fuck, we forgot we had these. Because a lot of those were from, you know, back when distribution was still shit and a lot of Targets didn't get their shipments. So
I just have to point out that we went all this whole, I don't know, 45 minutes or so. And it was just like, yeah, it's not that bad because most of the stuff's old anyways.
Well, no, I mean, Nate thought it was bad.
No, I know, I know. I'm just saying, it's funny that it's like, yeah, it's old toys anyways. Who cares?
Well, no, it's just like, realistically, when you think about it, if between the two things, which do you think is worse for their brand?
I don't know, but there's a lot of good head sculpts.
Oh my god. In there. I'm cutting this up so short. Yeah,
it's mostly.
Sorry guys, you aren't getting your full 45 minutes.
Oh, I just assumed it has been. But yeah, no, I again, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think it is just like Nate, you said it much more eloquently in a way of explaining it, which is a product of the times that we're in right now. This is just, it's happening. Now, maybe we'll be brighter on the other side. But we'll see. I'm curious to see how next year goes with a lot of announcements and stuff. And
yeah, things are scaled back. It's just that they're announcing a lot less consistently. Because like the last Marvel Legends like live stream showed off like a couple figures, and then it was just like a bunch of Wolverine stuff, and that was it. Like, it didn't seem like there was a lot of mainline stuff coming out. So I do want to talk about one last thing before we close out, because we've focused very heavily on Hasbro. But they're not the only ones at Ross and Ollie's. Like, there's still McFarlane there.
Oh, okay.
And there's several other companies. Even Mattel, He-Man's a big fucking deal at both of them. Mm-hmm. So I guess we discussed, like, the potential of it being just Hasbro having a bunch of shit left over that they threw there. But, like, what does this mean for, you know, the Todd father and Mattel, that their stuff's ending up there, too? Like, Todd's stuff rarely, like up until this year, I don't think the McFarlane lines have even gone on sale for the most part that often, let alone to Clarence or to Ollie's or Ross.
I still saw quite a bit of stuff, just, you know, this the same stuff like at Target, you know, where they clearance through stuff just to move, you know, make room for other stuff. A lot of their exclusives and stuff did. But, you know, McFarlane is an altogether weird one to begin with, because, you know, he just doesn't make sense, because he announces stuff and the next thing you know, it's in the stores and there's a bunch of it and then it's gone. And it's hard to say, like, the stuff that I saw at Ollie's was stuff from a couple years ago, like the some icy guy, some,
yeah, it was the snow guy. Batman and Black Adam were the two I saw.
Yeah, so, you know, I think,
and then
that
poor
again,
Static Shock was at Ross.
Yeah, I think that's another, like, you know, just them kind of re-gauging the amount that they were producing. But they're a lot quicker to react to that because they can be. They're a smaller company.
Yeah. And everything just comes back to Todd. And he's just like, mm-hmm, I do what I want. Make more Batman.
Mm-hmm. 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 See what I say. Lady figures don't sell.
Ironically, none of the figures there are lady figures.
Isn't there a Wonder Woman in that wave?
It is, but I haven't seen it. I've only seen the Snow Batman and...
I mean, that was the only one maybe that was the only one that sold. How ironic.
Yeah, because I've only seen Snow Batman and Black Adam over and over and over again. And then poor Static Shock, who had just, like, pegs full at Ross. So what about Motu, then?
The funny thing about that is I don't understand. I don't understand Mattel. I don't understand how the line is a success, because I mean, they always are on clearance. It doesn't matter what line it is. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm a huge fan of it, but, like, it always goes on clearance. It's always at closeout stores. I don't understand. And then there'll be a couple of waves that disappear and aren't at clearance waves, and then they don't show up at stores because there's a product's all clogged up. The line has always done that everywhere. I don't get it.
High margins, so they're like,
maybe.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, the origins line is all the same parts over and over again, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that there too, so that helps, but yeah.
Yeah, you're not wrong. The
rub
was that the
Mattel Creations,
the Masterverse stuff, I feel like it had that problem for almost a full year where it was constantly on clearance. Because I remember every week you'd have a new one that you're like, I bought another one because I could.
Yeah, and then there was, I think it was last Christmas. Again, either they sell or they get in a landfill somewhere after that. But I remember last year at Ollie's, they had entire those giant, I don't know what they are, 8 feet, 10 feet by 10 feet things that they stack all this shit.
Oh, on. Yeah, yeah. The metal frame things.
There was like
frame
all
things.
The first wave Masterverse Skeletors. There must have been 300 of them. I mean, I don't, Jesus. You know, I don't know how many there was. So a friend of mine last year, there was a place that was selling the first wave He-Mans, I think for like $2. And he went and bought 50 of them and, you know, sent them, put them in Toys for Tots. So, you know,
cool idea.
Yeah, but I mean, that shit always ends up there. I'm never surprised. Does it hurt a little bit? Yeah. But I know whatever wave I don't order will be the wave that doesn't end up anywhere.
Yep. Oh, that'll be
like, I'm going to hold off on this one. Doesn't hit like any discounts, doesn't hit the discount stores.
It's just burned me so many times throughout the years. And ugh. Can't tell you. Can't tell you.
All right. Well, we're going to close it out here. So let us know in the comments below what your stance is on it. Are you happy to go out and hunt and find your discount, you know, little treasure throughout Ross and Ollie's? Do you think it's hurting the industry? Do you just not give a shit either way? Let us know in the comments below. As always, if you enjoyed the video, please make sure to like and subscribe. Helps us out and gets you a bunch of tutorial-related content in your feed. We've got reviews, how to pose videos. We've got weekly live stream, weekly toy hunt, weekly podcast. All sorts of stuff for you to check out. You can check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Modern Toy Fair. If you're already a fan of the channel, you can head over to patreon.com/Modern Toy Fair. Bunch of different tiers at different levels of reward. Anything from getting episodes of our videos early, you can get physical prints of the photos I take, or just have some input to the episodes of the podcast. Link in the description below. We also have free trials for a couple of the tiers, so you can try it out before you buy it. You can check out Jamar over at TikTok. It's at Jamar_games. And Nate, do we have anything this week?
I want to talk about the 1983 Duran Duran album, Seven and the Ragged Tiger. Because I had it here on my desk.
Alrighty. Well, on that note, hopefully see you next week. Same toy time, same Toy Fair channel. Thank you for watching.
To do it now.
All right. A huge thank you to our Patreon members. Is that what it is? Are they members? Or are they followers? Sukma Tank, Jason Miller, Kevin Hernandez, Aaron Samples, The 45th Lyric, Christopher, and last but not least, Boogeyman 13.